The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
In studio, we have a lovely young lady joining us here inside the studio for Mind Matters. And the topic, falling in love to staying in love. What is the real work of long-term relationships? I have Ms. Denise Deming, who is a communications professional and couples and family counselor. No stranger to Freedom. We've spoken before. So I'd like to welcome you back to the studios. How are you, and everything is okay?
I'm very happy to be here again, and thank you for having me. And I love the fact that you called me a young lady.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm not a young lady.
If you're seeing via, you know, the stream at Freedom 106.5 FM, you will see the glow that I'm talking about. So welcome once again. And the topic, you know, coming out of that intense couple of minutes before the session, it's a nice change. Falling in love to staying in love. Now, as a counselor, how do you describe the falling in love period? And should we know what that entails as it compared to staying in love?
Falling in love is extremely exciting, but it's also very, very short. So when you fall in love, enjoy it. Enjoy whatever you need to do. But rethink, how am I going to maintain this relationship? How am I going to maintain the satisfaction and the love I feel? And for you to do that, you have to be totally committed to the person you have fallen in love with. Oftentimes, when you fall in love, you know, after about 2 months, you're starting to just kind of fade, you know. It's not as exciting as it was 2 months ago because of whatever you all did. Sometimes it's 3 months, whatever. And you start to become less excited. And you need to talk to yourself. What about this person that made me fall in love? How can I maintain those characteristics? And work on that, because it is your commitment that will ensure that you continue to be in love. And I just want to tell you again, the excitement goes.
Would you call that, okay, what's the difference between falling in love and love bombing? Or is it the same?
I think it's the same. Falling in love and love bombing, I think, is the same. And it has the same issues that you need to look through. 2 months from now, how is this person going to continue to excite me? And sometimes you have to say to yourself, okay, in 2 months from now, 3 months from now, a year from now, how would I continue to feel obligated to this person? So you all have to have a commitment. And once you have the commitment, then the love will be fine. But you have to have that conversation about, what is the commitment? Why would you stay with me? Why do you want us to be together for the next 20 years? And someone is going to say to you, wow, 20 years? How about that? That's what I want. I want someone who I can die with. Someone who can take care of me between now and when I'm no longer the beauty that I am. You know, and oftentimes we don't talk about that.
So we don't think that is going to happen anytime soon. Time is not really a thing that is it's almost like an intangible concept. You know, we really can't touch it. We can see it.
I think in everything in life, you have to ask yourself, what is my long-term objective? And, you know, you were talking about politics earlier on. And what I miss is, what is the long-term objective of Trinidad and Tobago? What is it that we want to achieve? How have we communicated that to our people? And when you take that back to a relationship, you ask yourself, what is the long-term objective of this relationship? And how are we going to achieve that? What do I have to transform? What do I have to change in order for my partner to continue to be with me? You know, and those are hard questions, you know, but it's questions that we have to go through if you want to retain the relationship. And I'm very happy that my relationship has been retained for 49 years.
Well, I was about to mention that. You see, they had 45 years here, but it's 49 people.
Yes.
So you've been making that choice and have had that conversation as to why are I staying with you for 40 something years?
No, I didn't ask, why am I staying with you for 40 something years? because that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, what is there about him that I love and I want to continue to be part of? And what about him that respects me?
Mm-hmm.
And that love and respect is what has caused us to be together for 49 years. Because we've had challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We've had issues that we've had to work through. Mm-hmm. But we've been able to forgive and to accept that the past is the past and you cannot change the past.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is learn from the past and ask yourself, okay, that happened. Why did it happen? How can I change that?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, it always goes back to you and your partner, mm-hmm, and you all having that conversation about what happened, how are we going forward?
Mm-hmm. How are we going to get over that hurdle? You see already,
just now. Sometimes you can't get over the hurdle, eh?
Stick a pin. We'll come back to that in a minute. Good morning, Tusker. Oh, what a topic. My word. This is a single person topic. People in relationships would be afraid to voice their opinions. I kid you not. Well, this lady is in one for 40-something years. So based on that track record, you know, we could have a conversation. So as a person who... venturing into relationships and wanting to make sure that you don't waste time, what are some of the key questions that you need to ask early out so that the time is not wasted?
You know, there are key questions that you have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about me that excites you? And let's talk that through. Don't just give me a simple answer. Let me hear what's at the bottom of that. So we can talk about what it is that really excites you. What made you love me? What made you want to continue to be with me? And let's have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally, it's not a physical thing. It's not the sexual connection. Generally, it might be that, you know, you make me feel so calm. And if someone makes you feel calm, you need to ask yourself, what is it about him or her that makes me feel calm? And can we continue that? How do I appreciate that?
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it is that you make me feel that I am full of integrity. You make me feel that I'm very honest. And if that's what you feel, let's have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when it's about honesty, we can't say it because we don't believe it. We saw you lie about something, so that in our mind says he or she there, so you know, they just lie. All of us, we all lie. So instead of having that lie as a moment to have a big argument, just pause and say, you know, I understood by what you said it was X, but really when I did the research it was Y
and A, B, and C.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So how do we change that? How is it? And hopefully the person will be able to say, yes, you're right, and I apologize, and I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may be able to say, no, you know, you ain't know what you're talking about. That's what I do, and so on and so on. And sometimes you just need to accept that. And 2 days later say, you know, the way you responded recently didn't help me to feel any more confident.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that again. So the what I'm suggesting here is you need to pause, let the thing go.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, when you pause and let it go, you need to do some deep breaths just to calm yourself down. And as you calm yourself down, you can put it away until sometime later,
mm-hmm,
to come back and say, you know, this is what was said and this is what I understood. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And if it can be resolved, it would be. If not, that's the hurdle you were talking about. How do we accept that the hurdle just there and you can't get past that?
You have to ask yourself, what am I learning from this hurdle?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't change it. It has happened. And we need to accept that you cannot change the past. The past is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change it. You have to accept it and ask yourself, what is my learning from this? And if this happened again, what would I do different?
Mm-hmm.
And have those questions in the back of your mind. And I'll repeat something that I said earlier on. Taking a deep breath helps you. It just helps your brain to calm down. And it's sometimes not one deep breath you need.
You need about 10.
You need about 10.
Yep. You need a couple days worth of deep breaths.
And you can have your deep breaths without other people noticing that that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But have those deep breaths because that just affects your mind. And there are a lot of people who feel like that's stupidness. I mean, you know, gosh, I'm vexed with him or vexed with her and that kind of thing. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. But calm yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask yourself, okay, so that is what annoyed me. Is this something that will permanently annoy me? Mm-hmm. If the answer to that is yes, then you have a bigger opportunity to have that conversation with your partner. Mm-hmm. To say, this is what has bothered me. How can we work that out?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't just happen overnight. That takes a while because sometimes your partner says to you, no, but I was right and so on. And you know the person was wrong, but the person is so have so much pride that they wouldn't even admit.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it takes months. Sometimes it takes a year or two for you to get that person to come back and say, okay, we are committed to each other and this is what I promise I will not do again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it requires a lot of interaction and communication, but the bottom line is a commitment. And we need to have that commitment in the relationship.
So for the... Okay, so I'm listening to the contributions that you're making and also remembering it's Trinidad we're living in. Where, as they say, your blood close to your skin, you know? Not only that, you have the other elements of other friends and nah, don't take she on, all the other opinions that drive you, especially if it's happening in the environment in real time. How do you separate those other, I like to call them voices,
mm-hmm.
so that you can be genuine to yourself. And if you really want the commitment to continue, as you suggested, you stated, and go past what other people are thinking, especially in an environment that we're in, how do you deal with that? Because you live in Trinidad too. Yeah?
I have lived in Trinidad all my life.
Right? How a young person or any person who wants to carry on that commitment, how do you deal with that?
You have to deal with what do I want in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Because people give you opinions for all kinds of horrible reasons. Because we've come to that stage in which people want to tell you, no, don't do that because so and so and so and so. And sometimes you need to be able to say to someone, why are you telling me that?
Mm-hmm. What's your purpose?
What's your purpose? Yeah. What's your real purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and depending on what they respond, then you need to talk to yourself and say, okay, what is my commitment? What is my goal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that might be true and it is bothering me, but what's my commitment? What's my goal? Partner. And sometimes you may not be able to talk to your partner about it. And I'm saying is that there are a number of psychotherapists in this country. Reach out to them and have a session with mm-hmm. the two of you so that there's a third party mm-hmm. that is going to help you, the two of you, to work through what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some issues that require intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, long ago, you used to have a mother or a father or some family.
Or a pastor. Yeah.
All of that. Longer you used to have that. And that is fine. If you still have that, that is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we need an independent person to help us through the issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
So going into changing times and you did suggest going to other, for outside help and so on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find out or figure out the elements that are genuinely wanting to help solve issues other than just be a talk shop? I could get a $4.50 an hour here if it is. You know what I mean? How are you find the genuine ones, as they say, the real ones?
I don't know how you find the real ones. Because I real. And most of the people I interact with who belong to the Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychotherapists,
mm-hmm.
they are real.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't see that as an issue. So sometimes you just need to ensure that whoever you're going to are qualified or have a wealth of experience that they mm-hmm. can have a conversation with you. And sometimes, you know, you need to have a conversation before you go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel connected, then find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
So that is important when you're going to a session like that. If you don't feel connection with the person that you're talking to, then it doesn't make sense.
Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not connected, then there's a whole lot that happens in your brain that doesn't help you to move towards, okay, why am I here? Mm-hmm. What is the objective I'm going to achieve? How soon will I achieve that objective? Mm-hmm. So, you know, your biggest question is, why am I here? Mm-hmm. And once you know the answer to that, why am I here? I'm here because I want to continue the relationship with my partner. That's mm-hmm. the answer. And you need to have your partner agree with that. Because mm-hmm. sometimes a partner is only going because you're carrying them, eh? As opposed to, let us have a conversation mm-hmm. about why are we continuing? Mm-hmm. Are we continuing only because we have children? No, because the children are temporary.
Ooh, child.
Ooh. They become adults.
Mm-hmm. They do grow up, don't they? Yes.
And what you need after they become adults is your partner. Mm-hmm. For your partner to support you and for you to support your partner. So, you know, it all goes back to when the relationship begins. Mm-hmm. You ask yourself, why am I committed to this partner? Mm-hmm. And what is my goal? You know, and that sounds so simplistic. But as a country, I do not think we focus enough on the what is my goal and why am I here. Mm-hmm. If we focus a lot more on what is my goal, then we would be better. But a lot of us, they have no goal. They're here because they're here.
Mm-hmm. Go in with the flow. Though sometimes going with the flow would help. It depends on which stream you're going down, right? Because sometimes you're just here to enjoy, you know, life as it is. Now, one of the questions that I have here too, your book is titled, How Did We Get Here? What does that question usually reveal when couples start asking it and the growing apart part of it? Yeah, we will talk about your book, but how did we get here?
Yes, and that is a critical question that you begin with. How did we get here? So the first time you've met this person and you're suddenly feeling, oh gosh, you know, when you meet a person, mm-hmm. you feel a kind of way and you just can't get out. How did I get here? I got here because I was emotionally involved with this person. Mm-hmm. My emotions were so high. That's how I got here. But what happened after? What were the rules that we agreed with? Because in every relationship, you need to have some rules. Mm-hmm. You know, some rules and regulations about how we're going to function. And you get here because you're emotionally connected to the person. And then you continue to be there because you are committed to whatever that emotion is. Mm-hmm. And you are there because you continue to communicate about what the issues are. And it's not just me pelting. I always call it, you pelt a big stone at me. And there's a thing about, okay, so you pelt the big stone. Why did you pelt the big stone? Here's my feedback on that big stone. Mm-hmm. And then you pelt another one. And here's the feedback again. And then you say, okay, can we stop pelting? Can mm-hmm. we just exchange? Can we just have a respectful conversation? And that transforms your relationship. If we are equally respectful as opposed to somebody trying to be, well, I'm in charge.
Ooh. No.
Mm-hmm. You can't just be in charge. It has to be, what is the objective that we both have? Mm-hmm. What do we want to achieve? 10 years down the road, where do I want to be? You know, do I want to continue to be with you 10 years down the road? Mm-hmm. The answer might be, listen, I don't know about 10 years, but you see, for tomorrow, I'm good for tomorrow.
Yeah, one day at a time. One day at a time.
Yes.
Growing apart, from your experience, how does that actually happen? And I mean, you kind of explained it. If it is that you're not sure of what your objective is, then the growing apart would be the difference in, well, I thought we was going down Charlotte Street, but really and truly, we heading towards across Queen and down mm-hmm. Frederick. So it wasn't clear.
Yeah. Here's something that I recommend to clients. Mm-hmm. That you need to have at least a weekly meeting with your partner, and then have another weekly meeting, if you have children, with your partner and the children, in which you work through, what are our goals next week? How are we doing that? What do we need to do?
Oh, you're talking about mature stuff. Wow. Hello. Yes. Yes.
That's the only way that the relationship mm-hmm. will continue to work, because we have a weekly meeting in which you are able to say, listen, you see, last week I had all these goals and I couldn't do any of it because of whatever, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And someone is able to say to you, okay, how can we work on that together? And as you work on it together, then we both achieve our objectives. Because it's not just about the relationship. Mm-hmm. The relationship impacts how you are professionally. Oftentimes, because there's something going on in your relationship, you are professionally not functioning well.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to be functioning well professionally, we have to talk through what our heart has, what our emotions are. Do I really love this person? Am I still there? Okay, it's not as exciting as it used to be, but I really love them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and have fun with them. So how could we fix that? And the two of you work through how can we fix that?
Mm-hmm.
So weekly meetings are very important. You don't have to have minutes. But at least have some weekly meetings.
Yeah.
You know, in which
look, the thing is, so many clips I've been looking at recently because you're thinking about building a business and sustaining the momentum and the mental capacity to reach your goals. And one of the common things in those clips is, yeah, we would have a meeting, if not every week, at least once a month, family get together and you talk about objectives. You talk about you know, where you want to go in life. What are some of the challenges or deadlines that you have to meet for this month? Because, you know, if it's not to renew something or a graduation or some family event, you have a calendar and you put the thing on the calendar. People is kind of laugh at that because it seems so technical. I'm going to say something else, but I don't want to sound too rude on the radio. But, you know, to the point, but you have to have that kind of precision. How effective is that? How much would that help?
That helps you succeed because we are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something. I talked about a weekly meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Most couples have a daily meeting. We don't call it a meeting, but by the time we're both about to go to bed,
it decompresses. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that with your partner,
mm-hmm.
then the relationship will probably be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, if you're not able to have that with your partner, you must be able to say to the partner, okay, I'm a little too concerned tonight, so we can't have that conversation. But give me a hug now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have a particular interest in, let me do a little dance now. Because that to me is a Trini thing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that our rhythms are important. So how we could get the rhythm together,
mm-hmm.
in order for us to just come together and be calm and accept, okay, you did what you did, it is wrong, but I forgive you and let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are things that we have to do. We have to go through. How do we maintain our relationships?
Mm-hmm.
How do we make our relationships succeed,
mm-hmm.
until we pass away?
And another thing too, once it's a dead issue,
It is a dead issue.
You've buried it. You've come over it. Like, it's over, you know? The next question, in sustaining marriage over decades, what are some of the high points or things that you've learned over the 49 years that you think younger couples should remember to get to that milestone?
Mm-hmm. One of the things is sometimes you don't have exact objectives. So you may have an interest in one thing. I'll give you an example. I have had an interest in carnival. My husband has lost his interest in carnival, but he will drop me to a fete and pick me back up after, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things we have to be able to say, okay, that you have an interest in this, I have an interest in that, and I respect you for that, and mm-hmm. we don't necessarily have to do it together. Because all the things that you like are not all the things that I like, but I like you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So sometimes we have to just be very clear on saying, listen, this is what I want to do, this is what you want to do, so we, okay. Mm-hmm.
Compromise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is compromise. It is communication. It is commitment. Mm-hmm. It is ensuring that that relationship will continue because we are committed to each other.
And for couples listening, we've got about 5 more minutes again. What is the one simple thing they can start doing today to strengthen their relationships for the next 40, 50 years?
They can start respecting their partner. So your partner has just done something wrong. Just pause. Just pause. And respect them. Because why did they do it? And you start to think through, what is the bottom thing here? What inspired this? Why did they do this? Mm-hmm. And think that through and respect the person. Because when you respect your partner, although the partner might know they do something wrong, but you're respecting them, they're able to say, all right. Let me change my mind on this. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to looking for a fight or looking for a cuss.
Mm-hmm. Which is looking for drama. But there are persons who are addicted to that kind of thing too, you know. They will feel alive unless
Again,
they have.
We go back to
that sort of drama.
If drama is what you feel and you're always feeling anxious, take a deep breath. Mm. It sounds boring, but you know, taking a deep breath helps. Mm-hmm. And you need to ask yourself, you know, when I respond like that, what is the impact? Is that something that, let's say you have one child, is that something that I want my child to do?
Mm-hmm. Because they're always watching.
They're always observing. Mm-hmm. They're always learning. And children are very, very intelligent. So what they do is, okay, that's what she's get away with, but I go do that. Mm-hmm. You know? So we just have to transform ourselves and control what we can control. And you can control you. And once you control you, you are able to accept your partner for whatever the partner is. Mm-hmm. You know, and then work a little deeper to find out what is inspiring that? What is the motivation? And how do we need to change that, or do we need to accept it? Mm-hmm. So it's some deep conversations you have to have with your partner from the beginning.
I want to read this message here. Yes, I'm kind of smiling at it, but... Hey, Tusker. Now, this is a great topic. This is my topic. 29 years ago, my wife and I met. And after 2 kids and 5 grandkids, we are still very much in love with each other. We still kiss passionately.
Aww.
As when we first met, respect and trust each other. Respect and trust each other is important. To make life better, the kids are out of the house and on their own. Now we're continuing where we started. Life is good. Some always just want the kids out of the house too, eh?
yes.
Empty nesters.
Well, it's not just empty nesters. Sometimes you see your children grow up, become adults. And when they're whatever they're doing, you want to help them become who they want to be. Mm-hmm. And once they're doing that, that helps you. So it's not just the empty nest you're looking at. It's really you're looking at, what have I achieved? Mm-hmm. What have we achieved? How could we continue to support? I'm not talking about money. Mm. I'm talking about just intellectual and emotional children. You know, and that makes you feel so much better. And then there are instances in which the children move out and move back in. Mm-hmm. And when the child moves back in, you have to then rework, okay, what is the adult to adult relationship that we have here? Because it's no longer
adult to child. Yes.
It's an adult to adult relationship. So we have to work through again. All right, so what are we going to do to make sure that we are all happy with this and we're all comfortable and we all feel as if, yes, life is doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Let life be life in, as they say.
Yes.
We've got about a minute again. Any last tips for those who are listening to reach the magic 49, so almost 50 years of marriage?
Almost 50 years of marriage.
Of course, it's different stages, as they say, over the time period. And lastly, where can we get your book, etc.?
Charon's Bookstore is where you can get the book, or you can get it online, so you can get it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And my advice to people is you have to talk to your partner and ensure that the two of you have a goal that you are working with. Mm-hmm. You know, in whatever capacity, in whatever area, but have a goal that is commonly agreed to, and that's why we are here, that's what we're doing. And then we need to respect each other with anything that we do. Respect, love, pause, accept the person for who they are. Don't try to just change them. You can't change them.
You can't change anybody.
Nope.
Not even No, I'm not going to go political there. Nope, nope. That's nope, that was too easy. That was too easy. Thank you so much, Ms. Deming, for coming in and, you know, talking to us. And it's always a pleasure.
Thank you ever so much for having me.
All right.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.